Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 87. Is Motivation Useless? Part 2 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Today's post from Steve Kam is actually a continuation from yesterday's reading. So if you're new here, you'll probably want to check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 86. I know you're excited to hear part two, so let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Is Motivation Useless? Part 2 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. How can we push our own limits? I recently came across a fun quote that was incredibly thought-provoking. Somebody asked how they can get themselves motivated to do more stuff or get things done, and the response was interesting. Quote, "Better to cultivate discipline than to rely on motivation. Force yourself to do things. Force yourself to get up out of bed and practice. Force yourself to work. Motivation is fleeting, and it's easy to rely on because it requires no concentrated effort to get. Motivation comes to you, and you don't have to chase after it. Discipline is reliable. Motivation is fleeting. The question isn't how to keep yourself motivated. It's how to train yourself to work without it." End quote. In a nutshell, if you are relying on yourself to, quote, wait to get motivated to work out, stop it. Stop whining. It's better to build a system in which you don't have to rely on motivation. Build a system in which you get to race against, or lift against, an avatar that was you from last week. Don't rely on inspiration. Build a system for success, a system to break your own limits. This quote also reminded me of the most successful people I know, or the people who seem to get more done in a month than most people get done in a lifetime. It's not because these people are more, quote, motivated than others. It's because they have built and expect the habit of greatness. For example, take Cal Newport, computer science professor at Georgetown University, publisher of numerous papers, and author of 4 books. He gets more done in a day than most do in a week, and yet he stops work every day at 5:30 p.m. so he can spend time with his wife and family. How the heck does he get all this done while also being a full-time professor? By practicing the habit of greatness. He plans out his entire week in advance. He makes distractions irrelevant, and he doesn't surf the web at work. Is Cal more motivated than the rest of us to get things done? Or does he have more willpower than mere mortals? Hell no. He just understands how habits are built, and then he spent years making these things automatic in his life. It's cliche, but Aristotle said it best. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Cal simply practices the habit of excellence, carefully honed over years and years. So, what does this mean for people like us? It turns out we can trick ourselves into pushing farther than we think we're capable of, and we can do more things than we think we're capable of. Like building a bat cave. Instead of relying on willpower and motivation to get yourself to exercise or eat right, work smarter, not harder. Thanks for the Batman reference, Steve. Or by making the only comparison you can make, and using this avatar of past self to push you to the next level. And sometimes we need people to push us, to challenge us, to drag us through things we don't want to do until we realize that we've done it. You know, like Gandalf nudging Bilbo out the door. I bet Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec wouldn't have completed his lap around the track without the support of his friend Chris. Just by surrounding yourself with better, more advanced people can hugely impact your own training. John Kessel, Director of Sport Development at USA Volleyball, explains that a disproportionate number of their best players are younger siblings because, quote, the more you play against bigger kids, older kids, even adults, the better you become as an athlete, end quote. And sometimes we need assistance, think technology, to help us build these habits of excellence. For example, self-control to block time-wasting websites on our computer, rescue time to track our efficiency, alarm clocks across the room, a freaking wrist shock device when we miss our habits. Notice that none of these examples above rely on motivation or willpower or just being better than somebody else. Instead, they're all situations in which outside forces are employed to push us beyond our seemingly entrenched capabilities. Don't be outworked. I want to imagine what you'd accomplish if failure wasn't an option. As McCluskey theorizes in his book, especially when it comes to performance, competition, and victory, quote, the winner is the athlete for whom defeat is the least acceptable rationalization, end quote. In other words, people who are willing to do anything to accomplish their goals almost always end up accomplishing their goals. Or, in Will Smith's own words, quote, I will not be outworked. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. I will not be outworked, period. You might have more talent than me, you might be smarter than me, you might be sexier than me, you might be all those things you got in on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, there's 2 things. You're getting off first, or I'm going to die. It's really that simple, right? End quote. Not surprisingly, Will Smith is one of the most successful actors out there today. Unfortunately, we're all not like Will Smith, yet. At some point during our own quests, when we're not willing to make the sacrifices to succeed, we fall into the belief that accomplishing our goals is not possible. In fact, this rationalization can and will happen for many people before they even try. My goal with Nerd Fitness is to help you get from the point where you move from rationalizing, quote, it's not possible, to, quote, I wonder what I'm capable of, and when can I get started? I want to help you get what you want out of life, whether it's a flat stomach, bigger muscles, self-confidence, and or a life of adventure. In my 6 years of running Nerd Fitness, I've come to learn that happiness, greatness, and success are not things people are born with, entitled to, or lucked into. They are habits and practices that have been built intelligently. Instead of berating yourself when you're not motivated to exercise or getting mad at yourself when you struggle with eating unhealthy food, take a step back and look at it from a different angle. How can you build the habit of success and put your focus there instead of chasing the motivation to make it happen? You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Is Motivation Useless? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Take something iconic like the all-electric 2024 Fiat 500e. Add something eléctrica. Bring the swagger. And an Italian icon is remixed and ready to drop with its available premium JBL audio system. Tap the banner to learn more.
Fiat is a registered trademark of FCA Group Marketing SPA, used under license by FCA US LLC.
Now, on previous shows, I've discussed this idea of willpower and kind of how it waxes and wanes over time. There are days when you wake up and you can tackle anything. You can take on the world. Other days, you wake up and you can barely get out of bed and make it to work. I've always argued that what we need to do is set up our environment so that on days when we can barely get out of bed, our environment is set up such that we don't really have to think about anything, and yet we'll still follow the right path. There are simple things you can do to change your environment to lead to more success. And I mentioned this with food a lot. If you want to eat more nutritious, wholesome foods, just make sure they are available and visible. Make sure those are the first foods you see when you open the fridge or pantry. Just making that small little change will set you on the path to success. You have difficulty working out or finding the motivation to do so? Always have tennis shoes and a pair of exercise socks with you, or put them right by your front door so that you see them every time you walk past. Those small little fixes that take, what, 5, 10, maybe 30 seconds max will make a huge difference when it comes to your success. And I think Steve would agree with me. Now, before we end for the day, if you'd like to go above and beyond to help us out, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is show someone how to subscribe to this podcast. It could be a friend, a family member, coworker, anyone really. You could show them on their smartphone or you can direct them to oldpodcast.com. If everyone subscribed just one person, it would be a huge help and really let us know that you're enjoying what you hear. All right, I hope you're having a great week. I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.